You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham 1-3 to win the match, the draw 4-1 and Sunderland 8-1. Derek, the price has skewed heavily in Tottenham's favour, as you would imagine. But given what transpired midweek, do you think Spurs are a shade short here?
Not half. I mean, Tottenham have played 11 games at home this season, you know, at White Hart Lane, and they've failed to win more than half. They've failed to win six of them. That's not a great record for a team, you know, supposedly now with title ambitions after what the results recently. I can't have them. You can't, basically, that's one of your punting anthems. You can't have Tottenham at long odds on, ever. Okay, they're playing at home to Sunderland, who are in the bottom three, but it's a Sunderland showing signs of life now. I mean, that was a good result for them in the midweek, but Jermaine Defoe going back to Tottenham, of course. I don't think there's as much to choose between these two sides as the odds imply. I've had my doubts about Tottenham for a while. They're a very, very tidy side. But they're more workmanlike than full of stardust to me, and no side like that deserves to be 1-3. I can't bring myself to back Sunderland at 8-1 because, you know, they don't win enough on the road. Although, I haven't said that, they've won two, which is as many as Southampton, who seems to be odds on every week. But I am going to go for Sunderland with the start. Sunderland with a two-goal start is 8-11. I like the look of that. I really can't see that not winning.
Sunderland plus 2, 8-11. It does help. You mentioned Jermaine Defoe there, Derek. It does help when the officials don't play offside.
Well,
I find
I know
that helps.
All three of them could have been off there, couldn't they? Easily. I mean, you've got to question the officials there, definitely. But that's the way he plays, Defoe, isn't it? And another way he plays, that he never passes to opponents in a better position. Greedy son.
Jermaine Defoe, by the way, is 14-5 to score any time. You look at that enhanced odds as well, given that he got the hat-trick midweek. If you do fancy Sunderland to win, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win, big price, 25-1 here. This is a fixture, though, that Lee, Tottenham have enjoyed recently. They've won 8 and drawn 3 of their last 11 meetings with Sunderland. You get the feeling they're enduring a little bit of a lull, though, at the moment, and they need to bounce back quickly. This is the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you look at Tottenham. I think what happens is people get carried away and say, "Oh, that, you know, they can win the title." No, they can't. That, you know, I think top four is still a little bit of a stretch for Tottenham. So let's not get carried away with ourselves that Tottenham are suddenly this kind of title chasing team. That's not what they are. But, you know, let's not be too harsh on them either. They've lost a game to Leicester at home. Yeah, drew the previous two. Last time they lost a game was that surprise defeat to Newcastle. Well, they went to Southampton and won 2-0, beat Norwich 3-0 and beat Watford. So they went on a winning run after that. I expect him to get the same tune out of them here. I think they'll go on a little bit of a run here, and he does get a reaction out of Tottenham. They've not lost many games this season. And as Derek said, Sunderland's away form. You can't count beating Swansea 4-2 with the kind of the parts of the game that you mentioned as being, you know, the norm. You know, before that, they were losing heavily to top teams. Don't really like going to the capital. They've won one of the last seven. That one was in November against Crystal Palace when Jermaine Defoe scored late on, the 80th minute. And that was kind of a Big Sam kind of masterpiece, really. Keeping it tight, nicking one on the break and managing to maintain that lead for 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. I don't think they do that this time. 1-3 is undoubtedly way too short for me. But I think Tottenham, back to basics, a win, a comfortable win, a win to nil, 2-0. I think I'll go Tottenham to win and under 2.5 goals here. I think Harry Kane will be amongst the goals. A little short, like Tottenham are for everything here. But the Tottenham win, because of the fact that they're so short, Tottenham win and under 2.5 is 12-5, which I think is an attractive price for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.